That'll be Victory Rap on Unisa Radio, the African voice. It's all about you. Arise and shine, the morning cruise, as you know it, with myself, Ole, bringing you the best of Unisa updates and information. Now, as promised, people, you know Ole and I always keep our promises. Ole?
Yeah, we're always bringing the most exclusive people into studio.
Because we're exclusive like that.
Yeah, so
okay?
You can't be
surrounded with us. Not at all. Okay. In the studio, yes, we have you one.
It sounds like a show, like the one. But you know, as soon as you walked in, I thought, Pastor Ray.
You're not Ray, you know, Pastor Ray from ETV,
from,
you know the guy.
Rema.
In fact, if you hear his laugh, Dr. Mr. John Ross, can you laugh for us, please?
You see, he laughs exactly like him.
Mr. John Ross, welcome to Unisa Radio,
welcome.
And thank you for coming in for the interview.
Thanks, Emmanuel. Yes, they always confuse me in the shops or at the service station, and they treat me with, you know, reverence. So.
Is it?
Wow.
Do they throw money in your trolley while you shop?
Not exactly. They ask for extra money.
But do you like use it? Do you like? Yeah, I am Pastor Ray.
No, I'm going to get a T-shirt that says I'm not the pastor.
Mr.
Because you know they don't believe me. They say no, I'm just want to be incognito.
The similarities, it's pretty intense, you know.
It's very intense, yeah. very.
So we'll pass that by. He's in here with us to talk about the very prestigious 12th UNISA International Piano Competition. Can you just tell us exactly what this actually is and what it means for South Africa? Because I read in an article that it's you know, the most anticipated classical music event in the country for 2012.
That's right. We've been going since 1982, so we're celebrating our 30th anniversary this year. So for a long time, which means we've established an international reputation. We belong to the World Federation of International Music Competitions, something like the musical FIFA, you know?
It's like the World Cup of the
World
music.
Cup of the piano this time, yes.
And they're all performing here in South Africa.
Yes, they began arriving yesterday. I also picked up the first juror from Hong Kong. So it's really and truly an international event. And it's also a very important benchmark event for UNISA, culturally speaking, because these students, these pianists, come from all over the world, from the best institutions. They've been working very hard, practicing their scales and their pianos. And we have got the grand pianos on stage in the ZK Matthews in tip-top condition. The Steinway concert technician was here from Hamburg, working over a week.
Hamburg.
It's Germany, right?
That's right, Germany. Yeah. We flew him in especially because not everybody knows how
to do it like he does.
Tune the, you know, get the keys balanced and the voicing and the regulations.
Wow, can I get something right? So when you actually going to play piano, it must be tuned.
Exactly.
So you can't just walk over to any piano and randomly play it.
There must be properly tuned. It's not like a keyboard.
Oh.
No, the piano is quite a sensitive instrument, like a violin.
Can I just ask something interesting? Most of our listeners are students out there. So in terms of participation, how does that work? Is it students who are participating, or is it, you know, adults from other, you know, music organizations around the world?
Yes, it's mostly students at other institutions, like the Moscow Conservatory or the Beijing, etc., all over the world. But they had to send in a DVD for auditions. We had 121 entries, and we chose 35, of which a few cancelled due to health reasons, etc., you know, or other reasons they couldn't come. You know, it's very cold now in Russia. They get bronchitis and...
It makes sense.
And all of these things.
So we don't want that around here, do we?
No. Especially at UNISA.
But it's going to be really very exciting because it's a cross-section of the best talent in the world.
Oh, I'm actually starting to feel goosebumps.
Me too, now, actually, when you mention it, you actually feel how big it is, you know.
We hinted at that it's happening at the ZK Matthews Great Hall.
That's right.
Our hall is pretty. And it's, you know, not everyone gets into that hall as they should, okay? And we were highlighted that the opening ceremony is tomorrow.
It's tomorrow night. The principal, Professor Mandla Makanya, will be there to welcome the guests. Our main corporate sponsor, Vodacom, Toby Chamzazi, will be present to deliver a message. And Johnny Mekwas, the Gauteng Academy Youth Jazz Band, will perform for our, to welcome, to give them a warm African welcome, you know, with nice warm jazz.
Wow.
Johnny Mekwa is also an honorary doctorate of UNISA.
So he's an accomplished musician.
Yeah, he's a trumpeter, famous trumpeter, wow. Like Hugh Masekela. His school is in Davyton. You know, and after the opening ceremony, we begin in earnest with the first round. You ask what this is all about. We have a first round, a second round, a third round, and a fourth round.
Yeah. So it's going to span right from Thursday up until the 4th of February, which is a Saturday. That's the final round.
The final round. It's a long haul.
Is it intense?
It's really intense. You know, the sort of interest builds up as the public... They sort of pick their horses. Oh, I like this one. I like that one. And they come and support them, you know, like in any sports item. Not that this is really a sports item, but mind you, in the Olympics, they had music and art as part of the Olympic sport in the old days, those days.
So when they're playing, do they play, like how when you judge them, do they, in the first round, they all play the same thing, and in the second round, or is it like you play?
No, we're not that prescriptive. What we prescribe is the South African work. That they all have to play, so we can give our composers a piece of the pie, and also we prescribe a period from a piece from a certain style period, say the classical period or the Baroque period, and one round actually is free for all. They can play whatever they want as long as it fits in within the genre, you know.
All the participators, that is.
Yes, and then the final round is a piano concerto with the Johannesburg Philharmonic Orchestra. That's a concerto round.
We have
four concerto. We call it a piano concerto.
Oh, okay.
Because they are all kind of apprentice concert pianists, as we call it, you know, to play with a huge orchestra, make an impression. But what I'm very proud about is that our community music development project from Soshanguve and all over the greater Tswane Metro will participate. They will be bussed in to listen. We even appointed a shadow jury.
What does that mean?
That means they will follow all the procedures, just like the real jury.
Yeah.
And they will also
they will
even,
learn.
They will learn. They will have to listen to every note, get the bigger picture, not just hop in and out, you know, when they want. So it's a tough one for the shadow jury.
Wow.
And they'll get also special treatment like meals. And also, for the first time, the conductor will also be a jury member. It's a famous Hungarian pianist, Tamás Vasari, who is arriving tomorrow. He'll judge and he'll conduct the
sounds like it's
JPA.
So far away.
You know, it's such a humongous event.
I know a lot of people a lot of people will probably be interested as to who actually attends this piano
No, we would like to invite your listeners as students. They can just show their card, and the first, second, and third rounds will be free of charge. The final round, of course, the orchestra is very expensive. We have to pay for that. So they can really pitch up. Even schools, we've invited in their school uniform. I don't think we have a UNISA uniform, so
no,
I think their student card is
enough.
And what is very special, a special feature of this competition, as UNISA has added a grand prize to the first prize.
Is that monetary?
And monetary value. So the first prize will be 250,000 rand.
What?
And if the jury feels that this is a very deserving pianist, they add another 250,000.
Half a million rand.
That's what they can win. It's not quite in the golf league, but
but it
for
gets
music,
there.
Oh
for
my
me,
goodness.
Yeah. Well, music is big internationally.
Sheesh.
So I think that also attracted a lot of...
Yeah, I guess so. And actually, I think it adds a lot of credibility to the university. Yeah. I mean, if UNISA is able to, you know, give that much amount of money, it means it's a pretty prestigious event.
Yeah, we're very thankful that UNISA is supporting this event over the years, over 30 years. Providing the infrastructure, the facilities, you know, the staff members. As you said, it's a humongous event. One or two people can't do
it. So how many years have you been attending it? You sound like you've been there since, you know, the days where the older pianists were.
You're absolutely right. Actually, I retired at the end of last year, but they appointed me on a contract basis just to take care of this competition as the artistic director. I've been involved since the beginning, 82. So for 30 years, I mean, I've lived with this event, wow, seen it grow, seen it being accepted internationally. What makes it more prestigious is that we're the only event of this kind on the African continent.
I was going to ask that.
Recognized by the World Federation. There is another competition in Morocco. I'm going to judge there, but they haven't got the recognition we have. You have to do very stringent things like the World Cup, you know, follow the rules, etc.
But, so, you know, the quality of talent within these kind of competitions, how is it like?
I want to say, even now in public over the radio, I reckon this is going to be one of our best piano competitions ever because of the caliber of the pianists we selected. They're kind of semi-professional. They've played all over the world. They've won other competitions. There's going to really be a tough one to win that big prize. And they're all motivated. They're staying with host parents where they have a piano at their disposal. They can practice day and night. And I must say, we're very happy to have this system of host parents.
Yeah.
Because, you know, South African hospitality.
Yeah, it's better than a hotel, you know, sitting there being bored.
And they spoil them rotten, you know.
To all the participators, we hope, you know, the actual concert goes out superb, and yeah, we wish them all the best.
But the problem is with a competition like this, they know when they enter, of course, you might be eliminated. There's only one
winner
that can win the prize. In the past, we actually had the first prize shared, so that's a possibility.
So you don't get like runner ups. I know all the time,
yeah, because that's what I'm also concerned. Is it like,
yeah, we've got six finalists, and they will each get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 prize. And what is wonderful, apart from the prize money, the prize winner will also get a concert tour of South Africa. So they go to Cape Town, they go to Durban, they go to Bloemfontein.
To another musical concert.
To play with the orchestras.
Play. Yeah,
and to give orchestras. So that means also income adds to the prize money. You know, they want to be on the concert stage. They want to perform for people. In the end, I think music,
I love doing that, yeah.
The essence of music is something that you do for other people. There's no use if you sit in your room or you broadcast here and nobody listens to you.
Expressing to other people. Yeah.
And like the age range of the participants.
Yeah, we had a cutoff age of like 30. So it's mostly in the 20s, early 20s to middle
20s. Our age?
So.
Oh, wow.
Are there other ones that are younger than, like, probably like 18, 17?
Yes, I think there's one exception. In the past, we had one as young as 13 years.
Wow.
But this year, not so much. You know, you have these child prodigies. They were in Russia, since the minute they're born, they start playing piano, more or less.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything about the history of Russia. It might probably all the stuff that they drink. Our listeners are listening.
And the weather over there, you know.
Yeah, so you are actually confined in the house.
They play chess or you play piano.
Yeah. If you want some tickets for yourself, season tickets will go 440 rand, yes?
Yeah, the season tickets are already closed. So they can come to the ZK Matthews, to the foyer. There's a ticket counter. And they can show their student card and they will be admitted. But of course, they must like this kind of music. They mustn't be bored.
First of all, yeah.
It is what they call heavy classics, not heavy metal. It's a heavy classic.
So
you know, the Bach, the Mozart,
you know.
But I must say, from our projects in Sasha and Guvi, they really love this. The kids that learn to play Bach and Vivaldi and Beethoven, they really get into it and they buy the CDs. So.
But I guess if it's your kind of thing, you will enjoy it.
Oh, yes. Like, oh, yes.
You can,
and you'll be surprised how many people. You should actually get a little bit more classical music on the station.
We're open. I think, Oli Tabo and I should, you know, make means to see if we can actually attend. Oli, do you think?
With the opening, please.
Yeah.
We welcome
tomorrow.
You to open arms tomorrow at 7 o'clock. No, Thursday.
Tomorrow,
at 7 o'clock in the ZK Matthews.
Yes. Okay.
And then you can join us for the reception afterwards. And I'll introduce you to the jury.
Yeah.
And
most definitely.
Air punch in the sky.
Air punch in the sky.
And so you know, there you'll be surprised to hear that there's a pianist from the United States, Avidagan Pratt, who's got dreadlocks, you know, black guy. He's a wonderful classical pianist.
Wow.
And he's got a big reputation with a lot of CDs, so we're very happy to have Avidag and Pratt here. So I can introduce you to him.
Exactly. I think
and maybe you can interview him.
Yeah.
Talin, the station manager, looking at Olita, you and I are probably going to get a lot of promotions in the future.
Depending on how much classical music you put on.
If you want more information, I guess Mr. Rose could just take us through it. I see there's numbers here. 012-429-3311 is the number you need to call. In office hours, that is. Otherwise, you can call 084-763-4079. That's after hours. If you are interested in attending this very prestigious event, we heard from Mr. Rose and Olitawa that you need to be interested in the music, you know? So I guess it's an extended invitation if you are listening out there.
We look forward to getting their calls and to welcoming them.
Thank you, Mr. Rose.
Thanks so much for the opportunity. And watch Facebook.
For more information, you guys are on Facebook.
We're on Facebook.
What is it?
UNISA Music Foundation. They can
UNISA Music Foundation. We'll just put it on our UNISA page.
Yes. That's great. Yeah.
Okay. Superb day for you, Mr. Russ.
Thanks.
Please enjoy yourself. And we will be seeing you tomorrow.
Good. I'm brushing off.